To another book now, nearly 80 years before Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans endured what's known as the Great Mississippi River Flood. Author Elise Blackwell draws on that disaster for her new novel. Véronique de Touraine has this review.
Elise Blackwell takes a gamble with her fine new novel, The Unnatural History of Cypress Parish. She filters the story in flashbacks through the creaky memory of Lewis Proby. Lewis is 95 when we meet him, but the heart of the story unfolds decades before, in the summer he turned 17. That's the year the Mississippi River rose to record levels, flooded 6 states, and changed Lewis's life forever. We meet Lewis on a sultry August night in 2005. He watches through the window of his New Orleans study as Hurricane Katrina makes landfall. But what Lewis really sees is his long-vanished boyhood home in rural Cypress Parish. It's the strange, rain-soaked spring of 27, and the Mississippi River has never run so fast or so strong. Here's young Lewis, a budding naturalist, trying for clear-eyed observation, but flirting with terror. Never before had I felt the levee shimmy under me as I did then. I had twice seen unmoored cows sucked down into the mysterious darkness of the river, but never had I seen a whirlpool so large as the one that now churned before me. It was a cauldron, capable of making not only a heifer, but a large house, or perhaps even something more, disappear from human sight. As the river rises, Lewis's life falls apart. He loses his heart and his virginity to a beautiful French girl who doesn't quite love him back. And he learns the bitter lesson that his father, a heroic figure in Cypress Parish, is merely a man. A chauffeur job puts Lewis among the influence peddlers who really run the city. He's right there when, in a single conversation, the men decide to dynamite the levees of Cypress Parish. Sure, it'll flood an entire county, but it'll keep their interests safe. Blackwell's writing is lovely, just gorgeous at times, but the flashbacks get in her way. The decades between 95-year-old Lewis and his youth have an undertow of their own. They create drag and distance, and they mute the emotion. The Unnatural History of Cypress Parish was in manuscript form when Katrina hit, so Blackwell did a rewrite to include it. But she keeps the story to the hours before the storm. It's a shame, because the chilling parallels between Katrina's ugly aftermath and the great flood of Lewis's youth go unexamined. Hurricane Katrina forced herself part of the way into the unnatural history of Cypress Parish. Had the storm been allowed to blow all the way through, Blackwell's very good book might have been great.
That review from Los Angeles writer Véronique de Touraine. You can hear the author, Elise Blackwell, reading from the novel at our website, npr.org.